Welcome back to Unapologetic Swingers. I'm Lady.
And I'm the Tramp. And today we're going to be talking about a bonus episode, number 5, An Unexpected Visit.
I'm so excited for this bonus episode. You know, we first met this couple back in 2021.
In, I think you're right.
Mexico, at a Desire trip that we have not got to that story yet.
One of many.
But yeah, super excited that they actually came out to visit us.
Right. And they live in a very rural part of the country. So when they do lifestyle stuff, they have to travel for it.
Yes. And let me take that back a bit. They didn't come specifically to visit us. I'd be rather flattered, but I think they had a trip planned and it kind of brought them to our area. And
very true.
They reached out and said they'd be here that weekend. And we were like, yes, we will definitely meet up. So yeah, they were the first couple that we full swapped with.
And we will get to that story in due time. So yeah. This is a little bit of a jump ahead, but this was just such a fun evening that we felt like it was very well deserving of a dedicated bonus episode.
They're just so fun. I love their energy. So yeah, they reached out and said, hey, we're going to be in town. Do you want to meet up for dinner?
And we did.
Yes. Yeah.
And we went to this really cool local restaurant that has quite a bit of local lore to it.
Yes.
The only unfortunate thing is where they seated us was kind of right in the middle of the dining room. And so there wasn't a lot of privacy.
No, but we were still talking shop. And I don't know if at some point we were just having so much fun talking and laughing and either reminiscing or what's new, you know, what do you have going on in the future? But I would kind of take a look around every once in a while in the dining room and I'm like, who's looking at us? Who's eavesdropping? Because, you know, it's just a fun group.
It could be the most exciting conversation they've had all night.
Yes. I don't mind if people go home and they're like, oh my gosh, did you hear what they were talking about? I'm like, we just spiced up your dinner.
Right. Absolutely. But we had a really good dinner catching up with these guys. And then they said, hey, do you guys want to just meet us at the club and we can carry on or just socialize or we just want to spend some time with you guys?
Yeah. We said absolutely.
Yes, the answer to that was absolutely.
I absolutely adore this couple.
So maybe we should describe them a little bit. They have asked that we use the names Brad and Jen.
Yes, and I remember, oh gosh, I'm like going back into time when we first met them. I'm not going to go too deep into that because I know we will have an episode on full swap transition. But when I remember dancing and she was just this ball of energy, just smiling and laughing and the dancing, I was like, how do you dance like that?
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, I was just so impressed. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this girl. She's so much fun. Amazing, gorgeous, just body, personality, everything you can think of.
All the above.
All the above. And he definitely takes care of himself.
He does.
Which is right up my alley. Great personalities, great smiles, just, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them again. And we will, hopefully sooner than later.
Yes. We need to really schedule our visit to their neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. That would be so much fun.
I would say his personality. He doesn't quite match Jen with energy, but just good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great conversations.
Great conversationalist, funny.
Yes. Yeah. Always enjoy.
That was just when they crack a joke.
Yeah. You kind of think about back to the first time when we met them and you know, really going into saying, all right, we're both ready. Let's do this full swap. And they were just the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to launch pretty much right into the unapologetic story. I should have mentioned that a little earlier here, but got sidetracked. They met us at the local club a little bit later. I do believe they had to go back to their hotel and get changed and kind of get prepped. And to be quite frank, we weren't ready either. As far as we didn't have any plans necessarily beyond dinner, but we had just such a great time where we said, okay, let's go, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time we will do the theme night and go the distance to try to have that level of fun rather than just showing up in regular attire or even date clothes, I guess you could call it.
Sure. I don't mind going either or, but I think you appreciate the dressing up in the theme just because it's so sexy.
I do, especially if it's a fun theme.
Yeah, if it's a fun theme, absolutely. I will go all out. Let's do it.
See, what the listeners may not know is that Lady has an entire underbed collection and multiple, I guess, underbed totes, you would call them.
Sure.
Of all kinds of sexy outfits and lingerie and all the goodies.
Yes, but what they also don't know is when you're in the bodybuilding world, your weight fluctuates when you're in the building phase. So you may not fit into something or look as sexy. Even though I say that, I know he's like, yes, you do. So have to figure out things that work.
I think women in general are much too hard on themselves in terms of the guys are always going to find you sexy.
Of course. If I like drop my clothes in front of any guy, he'd be like, yeah, let's fuck right now. Any guy, I'm sure.
Toot toot.
Hey, but, even if it's Brad Pitt, I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, is that your...
He's on my list.
He's on your list? Okay.
Yeah. Don't tell my husband.
Too late.
I know.
But confidence, and I know I'm sidetracking here a little bit, confidence is just part of the equation in terms of if you exude that confidence, it will automatically make you appear even sexier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we've seen it time and time again, whether it's at the local club or at Desire or like Lady A, she is a big, beautiful woman, but she has the absolute confidence.
Yes.
And personality and attitude where you just can't help but be drawn to her just because of that.
Oh, yeah. I can hang with her.
You two get in a little bit of trouble together.
I would get into trouble. Okay, so sorry, sidetracked. But yeah, we were like, let's go to the club and dance and introduce them to our friends. And I think they had actually talked to some friends of ours who they knew from Desire.
Yes.
Yes.
Small world.
I know, such a small world. So, yeah, we definitely wanted to go and hang out, and we met up and just
as I recall, it was a tequila night.
It was a tequila night. Yeah. Suavecito?
Suavecito, yes.
Yes. I love Suavecito.
So it's a good sipping tequila for anyone who likes that stuff. It's back sweetened with agave, and it's just, it's so good, and just, you can make a whole night of it.
It's a true tequila. It's not one of those celebrity tequilas that taste like ass. Sorry. It's really good.
But we get there and catch up with the regulars. I'd like to think that we're considered regulars there.
At this point?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, probably. We've slowed down a little bit, but for good reason. We're getting back there.
No, we're good. We're good. And then they show up and it's just go. It's we're catching up even more and laughing and sipping tequila. and just having an absolute ball with these two. And when you make connections in the lifestyle, now we've been very blessed to, I guess, curate a very close group of friends, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be Brad and Jen here, mm-hmm. or Carlos and Susie, or the Troublemakers.
Yes.
We have this group where we can just as easily go out to dinner, and there's always going to be some naughty conversation.
Oh my gosh, yes.
But we can just as easily play as well.
Mm-hmm. That's the fun part. But yeah, going back to the ranch, and at some point, Jen changed into this cute little lingerie piece.
Yeah, it was pink.
Oh, yeah, you remember. You're like, yes, I remember that.
Hey, guys are visual.
It was the cutest lingerie set. I was like, whoa, that looks amazing. Can we just take it off now?
Well, I remember that we were on the dance floor. And just as you mentioned earlier, when she dances, she has a signature move where she doesn't spin, but she kind of corkscrews in place.
Uh-huh.
And then drops down.
And she gets and it's, low, low, low.
Yes,
low.
She does. And it's just so, so sexy.
It is. I remember her doing that. And like, if I'm not going low with her, and I'm just like above and watching, and her facial expressions, she's just like, I'm having the time of my life. And I'm like, that's what life should be. And I think back to those moments and I'm like, I have to do that all the time. Like, why aren't we just happy like this? It's just, I don't know. I just love the joy that spreads from those experiences.
I think that's something very important, just to get serious for a moment, where my own personal philosophy is you never know when your last day might be, so you better damn make the most of it.
Yes, make every single day count. And I feel like that's what she does. And I just love it. Just feed off the energy from people like that.
Yeah, her energy, both of their energies, but her in particular is just infectious in the best possible way.
And when they dance together, I am just in total awe. It's just, I don't know, they just have this thing going where they just feel each other, and he's spinning her and she's going backwards, and I don't know, all these things. And I'm like, how do you do that? That's just, it's so fun to watch. I love it.
I think it's one of those things that where it takes two of them, they both have to be engaged at that level. And I know I need to get better at dancing.
They're really good. They're really good at dancing. Yes, I have a 6'3" pasty husband who says he can't dance. I think pasty guys can dance.
Did I just get skipped in this genetic cycle?
I think so.
I just recall at one point in the evening, I think she kissed you, or vice versa. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly Brad and I get sucked into it, and we're just all kissing on the dance floor. And then I think you dance with Brad and I dance with her.
Yes.
That's when I got to see the dance move up close and personal again. And at the time, I'm like, I remember that. I remember that from Desire, and how, you're right, her facial expression. And I don't know if it's a mischievous smile or just a joyful smile where she's like, I am having fun and I don't care.
I think it's a little bit of both, but I just, I don't know. I love it. I totally love it. But yeah, we switched and we danced with each other, and it was just, we had a great, really great night.
It was. It's funny when you swap with a couple the first time, there's always nerves. It's just new, and while it's exciting, it's also a little nerve-wracking. But with these guys, we knew them. We were comfortable. Or maybe I was. That was one thing that Jen mentioned. She was like, you're a lot more at ease
than the first time.
Now, I highly believe that tequila was a part of both times.
No, I think, I don't know. You know how you have those friends where you hardly ever see them, or they live in a whole different part of the country. But then when they come into town, or you guys schedule, you know, time away, a vacation together, and you see them, and it's like, you didn't skip a beat. It's like that. Like, we haven't seen them for like 3 years.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
And it was like we just saw them yesterday. It was so much fun. I had such a blast. And we were like, let's go downstairs. Let's go see what's going on down here.
And the downstairs is where the play areas are.
Correct. Yeah. And I was like, let's just go see what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And we went down there and kind of did the rounds. And it was later in the evening, so it was busy.
It was so busy.
And that's just with a lot of lifestyle clubs, that's just the way it is. Early in the evening is going to be kind of slow.
Right.
But then people get a little bit more loose and socially lubricated. And people just migrate down.
I think he likes saying lubricated.
Is there such a thing as too much lubrication?
I don't know. Let's ask our listeners. Can you let us know if there's such a thing as too much lubrication? Please tell us.
So this club, we kind of ejected out of the downstairs just because it was just busy and...
Which is a great thing. I love when it's busy. There's so many fun people.
Except when you're trying to find a private area.
Well, yes, but it's fun when it's busy. Because if it's the opposite, where it's so slow and there's no one there, which we have ran into.
We have.
It's like, okay, let's just go home.
That, and you're right. When it's busy and there are just people talking in the background and whatnot, when it's quiet, you really notice it's so bizarre. When it's quiet, you notice that there are people around because it just breaks the quietness. Even though there's music and everything else, it just seems out of place as opposed to the murmur of people talking all around. It just becomes background noise.
Yeah. But we went upstairs and...
We did. And this club has, it may seem out of place, but it has a teepee. On the outside, they have a beautiful yard that's open during the summer. Of course, with this being March, it's still pretty chilly. So we wander on out, and lo and behold, we are the only ones there.
And usually, it's a little slow in there. A lot of people go out there to maybe smoke. And there was nobody in there. And the fire was on. It was warm. This thing is huge. It's not like your regular little teepee. Like, it's huge with like a ton of seating and beds. It's a really cool area. So we went in there.
And to be honest, I was not expecting to do anything this evening. I wasn't prepared. I would usually have our bag of all the accoutrements, and one thing just kicked off and it was off to the races.
You know, one thing that I was thinking back on is they're such great listeners, because when we got to this point of, hey, like, we're all turned on, we're seeing each other again, like, the vibes are there. It's so much fun. We're having a blast. And things start happening. And I think Brad turns to me, and Jen was there. And they're like, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, it's fine. And it wasn't because we weren't comfortable with soft swap or full swap. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because of that. I had a major surgery. I think it was probably about 6 weeks already.
Yeah, it was in January.
Yeah. So I had a full hysterectomy. And we hadn't gone back to the doctor yet. I think that was the week after that we were going to go back to the doctor and get the full, you're okay, you're ready to go. I hadn't had any penetration with you.
I was going to say me neither.
Right. And so I was like, oh, and they just, they listen. They just were like, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, we can just soft swap whatever you're ready for. And I was just like, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, let's go. Let's do what we can.
And we started to play, and I quickly noticed that Jen had some new accessories from the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I found that tell. I really enjoy these kind of accessories. So not only had she gotten her nipples pierced, mm-hmm. but she also had her clit pierced.
Oh, how was that?
It was a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie there.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Instead of focusing on the clit or the nipples themselves, I found myself with my tongue playing with like the ends of the barbells and watching the reaction and how she liked it. And for some reason, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just different, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And especially when I was going down on her, being able to not only play with the piercing, but I'd like to think I've picked up a couple new tricks.
Oh.
In between the time that we've seen them last.
Nice.
She came a good couple times, I would say.
Good.
And I know just from listening that you were having a very good time with Brad as well.
Oh, my God. I don't know what he was doing, but let's just say I'm sure they are going to have to, or they did have to, dry clean that entire...
You're going to have to give us a couple more details.
I know, but... That's all. I don't know. Oh, my God. His tongue and his fingers, they just worked in a way that, and it had been a very long time because I had the surgery and I hadn't done, I don't think we had done anything
well,
to that
point. Well, you would allow me to go down on you, but absolutely no penetration
right.
of fingers. You know, maybe the length of my tongue was as far as it got.
Right. But I was very, let's just be careful mode. And at that point, I was like, okay, we're almost there. And oh my God, I think I squirted everywhere.
You did, because as I was going down on Jen, I felt...
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, lady is.
I think it was all over you.
Getting on it. She's having a good old time next door there.
Yes, I was.
And we were side by side, you know.
Yeah.
Inches apart, if even that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was great. Oh my God. Do that again.
And then I know Jen returned the favor and I'm certain that you returned the favor as well.
Yes. We just had so much fun just going back and forth. And yeah. Oh, my God. She's so gorgeous. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to plan that trip.
Yeah, we do.
But, guys, that is our unapologetic story for the day. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yes, I truly enjoyed it. I think that was just like so amazing.
It was, and...
We need an encore. I'm a little hot in here.
Now, before we get into the unapologetic honesty, we are super excited because we have our very first partner for the podcast.
Woohoo!
We'd love to tell you just a little bit about them. They are called Shivers, and it is an edible... CBD-derived sensation enhancer.
So they have two specialized formulations for both men and women. And let me tell you, these things are amazing. I've had them. They're so great.
We've discovered them quite a bit, just getting to know the product really well. They kick in after 30 to 60 minutes. And personally, not only do I get an energy boost, but every touch is magnified.
Oh, it sure is, ladies. So it truly does send those wonderful shivers down your spine. I'm telling you, it's so good. And it doesn't end there. Not only is my pleasure increased, but the next day, I wake up feeling so great. I'm not hungover or groggy.
You know, this may actually replace alcohol for me at most lifestyle events. I just feel so good. I'm relaxed. And just everything is better, especially when we play.
We'd love for you guys to try them out. We've arranged a special discount at shivers.store on any of their products. Just use the code US for Unapologetic Swingers at checkout for 10% off of your entire order.
We've also put a link on our website. And just let us know what you think. It's obvious we think they're pretty damn amazing, and I think you will too. So now we're going to get into the unapologetic honesty, where we unpack the evening from our own unique perspectives. And I know I mentioned it before, but it's amazing how you can pick right back up with a couple that maybe you haven't seen in a year and just have that same energy there. And I don't know if it's a testament to the quality of people in the lifestyle or just the people that we happen to meet. Everyone has their own unique experiences, their own journey.
They do. And we've met a lot of people, and I'm sure those who are in the lifestyle have met 2, 3, 4 times as many people as we have. So it's really just a learning experience, and who really makes a positive impact on your life and your lifestyle. And I think those are the people that you want to keep around. And even though we were so new at the time that we met them and had our first experience, we just had this connection where it's like, you guys are so awesome. Even if we don't contact each other for a year, if it's a year before we talk to them again, it's like, yeah, we're just so connected. But I think overall, we just had a really fantastic night.
And they were just so gracious with everything. I'm sure that they were excited about the prospect for another full swap. But given the circumstances of your surgery, that was one thing that was just awesome. It was like they said, you know, we get it, and no problem. There'll be next time.
Yes. Oh, there will be next time.
But yeah, can't wait to see you guys. Let's make it sooner than later.
Yes. Had a blast.
Our Ask Us Anything question for this week is from a listener named Elle. And she asks, do our vanilla friends or our vanilla friend circle know that we are in the lifestyle?
No. And yes. So 99% of our friends do not know that we're in the lifestyle.
Correct.
But we do have a friend who hooked up with somebody who's in the lifestyle and kind of found out later on. So they went to Desire, which we found out because he's just like, whatever. So I think he's the only one that knows. But other than that, we would not share.
I don't believe so, but there's a very small subset of friends where we would not be surprised in the slightest if we run across them at the club one night. And that's a bridge we'll cross when we come to it.
Oh, my. Yeah, my crazy friends. Gotta love them.
So the short answer for Elle is no, our vanilla friends are none the wiser. They probably just realize there's something a little special about us.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this before. You know, it's like, I call them the crew, and I love the crew. I always say they're so fucking crazy. If we told them, they'd be just like, okay, great. But we've had that conversation. Do we say anything? And you're like, no, it's just ours.
It's kind of our special thing, our own secret society.
Yeah. And I think if we saw them, then it would be a little bit different. If we saw them in the club or we saw them at a house party, then it's like, okay,
then now we have that conversation.
Yeah, because I know we know people who have ran into acquaintances or friends or coworkers, whatever it is, they've ran into them at the club or at a party and they're like, oh. And then that's when that conversation starts. But I think until they're in that space, I don't know if they would truly understand.
Probably not.
Yeah. So it's kind of just for us.
Well, guys, we love that you're continuing to come on this journey with us. And please feel free to reach out to us with questions or comments or AMA questions. You can reach us at unapologeticswingers@gmail.com.
And if you go to the website, you can buy us a cup of coffee and just give us a review, an honest review.
On whatever podcasting platform you may be listening on, we would so much appreciate it.
Yes. We read every single review and every email. And we have emails that are very, what are the words I'm looking for? They critique us. And I love that because I'm like, oh, okay, that's what they want to hear.
And it lets us know what things we need to improve on.
Absolutely.
I think, as I said in the very first episode, this is not our day job. This is strictly something we're doing not only to benefit us, but hopefully help some other people along their journey as well.
Yes. My journey tonight is going to be so much fun. Tramp is looking at me like, what? What kind of fun?
Exactly.
Would you like to know?
All right, guys. So our next episode is going to be a continuation of our journey, and it is Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
It may actually be a two-parter.
Okay, here we go. Until next time, I'm Lady.
And I'm the Tramp.
Be sexy.
Be confident.
Be unapologetic.